Now I would like to talk about the results of second quarter. As for net sales, it was -5%. And we are down. It is 23 billion. And the operating income is down. It may seem like a very poor number because we're 800 million down in operating income at 61 billion. But in regard to the why we have this result, we'll be talking about this. As for the FX, there is an impact of +3%. As for the net sales, it's 240 million. There are two reasons for this. One, overall, for example, the FX impact and so on were felt. And also in North America, for the consumer and the small and medium-sized corporations, our net sales was in a tough situation. Now, there's also hesitance for people to buy because of the launch of Windows 8. Especially, we are selling through the mass retail shops, and so when we look at the results, we see that the software sales in that market is low, so that was an impact. And furthermore, there was the impact also of the renewal. As for cost, 520 million for software assets. This is the method of calculation that has changed. Up until now, we are seeing that there is a temporary impact. It's not because of a cash situation, but rather in regard to the capitalization, in terms of cost of sales, there is a gap in the timing. And so therefore, on the cost of sales, we are going to see a decrease. And so therefore, this is not because of some business impact. And so the ultimate number was 240 million yen. And because of this, there has been an impact of 800 million. Next is the sales by region. And we'll look at it without the impact of FX. And we'll look at North America. We see -10%. This is the biggest factor. Compared to the previous year, we have seen an impact here. And this is more evident here. In Europe, the macro environment is very tough, and yet we are seeing growth. Meanwhile, in North America, we see a decline that is quite large, and there's also the FX impact. And when we look at it in terms of the foreign exchange rates of the previous quarter, it's still down. And we're making improvements. And we thought that it would be a better result, but unfortunately, we were not able to get the results that we wanted. Sales by segment, we are seeing this down. And this is in terms of the impact of the cost of sales and also in the enterprise and the SMB market, compared to a year-on-year basis, we are down. And in Eva Chen's presentation, as well as Mr. Omikawa's presentation, there will be the strategic products that will be explained, and we are still doing quite well. So although we have seen negative results in the growth rates, we are looking forward to our strategic products. And this is the percentage share by region. As for the pre-GAAP numbers, this is revenue before adjusting deferred revenue. We can see that there's a +14% in Japan. There hasn't been anything dramatic that happened in Japan. But when it comes to renewal of the three-year deals, it's not everything added together to come to +14% because this is the revenue before adjusting deferred revenue. And we'll be talking about this after deferred revenue, but we're doing rather well in Japan, whereas in North America, we're down by 18%. There's the FX impact in Europe, but it is still a +5% in Europe. And as for the deferred revenue, we have seen in a constant currency basis, then we are seeing a slight increase compared to the previous quarter. And this is the deferred revenue by region. As for the situation of the past five quarters in terms of cost, and we're seeing the biggest impact in cost of sales. This is because of the 500 million yen R&D expense that has not been capitalized yet that is included here. And another point is in regard to the 3 billion marketing expense. And here as well, for the existing products, for customer acquisition costs, we have seen an increase because of the price competition that is taking place. Consequently, we are seeing more expenses required here, but other than that, there are no major changes. And as for a pre-GAAP basis, if we look at the calculations, then you can see that the profit margin is lower than before.
In terms of cash flow, it's close to the pre-GAAP numbers, but this is plus 15% for here and for this chart. And just as a reference, accounting-wise, sales definition, the flow of the cash flow, in terms of understanding the basic cash flow, there's another dimension to the story. So 3 years ago, in terms of renewal, there is a large impact on these numbers, and the cash flow is pre-GAAP, and the influence of the exchange rate is also in track. And this is a highlight for the second quarter, as I've mentioned, continued growth in strategic product. And at the same time, because of the difficult macroeconomic environment, Europe and Japan is continuing to show its growth. And low lights, as I've said, the U.S. consumer acquisition for new customer, the cost for the retail, is something that we cannot discern. The gross sales that we mentioned here is that the sales on the storefront has been accumulated. In terms of the sales that is disclosed here, the rebate cost has been excluded or eliminated from this number. So if it's a sale by 100 yen, rebate of 120 yen, then it's going to be negative in terms of sales, 20 yen. In North America, sales are going up, but the rebate rate is also going up at the same time. So excluding that for North America, the total revenue or profit will be reduced. So this is a low light areas. And of course, for us, this is something that we would need to try to foresee a reduced number in other than inflating expectation. And of course, the second is the capitalization of the R&D, the change, and there has been a negative impact on the earnings. At the same time, in the previous and the two quarters ago, I mentioned the same thing. The antivirus traditional product price competition is very severe. So there's a tremendous price pressure. The headcount is increasing slightly. And within this, the new grads and the hiring, we see an increase in the total number of headcounts. But strategically, we're not trying to increase the number of people overall. And it is non-operating, extraordinary, adding nothing specially to be highlighted. And also the third quarter, this is an assumption for the third quarter. And in terms of Japan and Europe, it's same, meaning it's very flat compared to the previous year on a year-on-year basis. And there is a slight decrease with the U.S. Numbers because in the pre-GAAP, you see a negative number. So immediately in the next quarter, I don't think it will turn to positive. That's post-GAAP. It's very difficult to foresee that. So therefore, we believe there will be some negative, of course, impact. And of course, stock option expenses, we are foreseeing 700 million yen. And in terms of the exchange rate, it's same as last year. Euro is still 96 yen to a euro. So therefore, based on the euro-denominated calculation, it's very difficult to try to foresee the numbers. And also this time, the third quarter, this is an extraordinary element that we see. Similar phenomena last year, the stock option for us, it's remaining as it is in terms of the issued stock option, the execution price. The stock option will be canceled or maybe we need to buy back, and there will be some profit by the amount of 3.5 million. A billion. And in terms of negative, because the MMF on the base of euro denominated, because of the diminishing of the euro value, there is a negative impact of 1.8 billion. and the extraordinary income by amount of 1.7 billion is what we are expecting. And adding these together, the third quarter, we are going to land with minus 1% and with the 23.7 billion, excuse me. And in terms of the minus 31%, this is slightly similar in terms of the extraordinary profit and negative. Rather than going looking at one quarter, we need to have a better idea looking at third quarter and fourth quarter in total. And for this, in comparison, the reason why for this, I don't think there is no astounding items in terms of what are the items, what are the account. Of course, items that are influences, depending on the dimension, all will be different. So the fourth quarter, adding the fourth quarter, I think it will be better in terms of net income. So it's a plus 2% net sales, inclusive of the foreign exchange. Early this year, we thought that it's going to be flat. So first half, we thought we would reduce the profit and sales. On the other hand, the second half is going to increase in profit and sales. But looking at the tendency on the third quarter and fourth quarter going forward, I think the market is more severe than we have thought. So the sales expectations and the costs that it would have an impact, we won't be able to promise increase in profit, increase in sales. And rather than increasing profit and sales, I think the net sales, a slight reduction by 1 or 2% minus for the net sales, and operating income, maybe two-digit negative. It will end in two-digit negative. And well, fourth quarter, we would like to attain for increase in the operating income profit, but I think because of the negative impact of the continuation of the negative growth in the third quarter, unfortunately, at the end of the year, we will not be able to see increase in profit and net income. Well, in terms of the outlook, it's quite difficult, more than what we have thought, but strategically, there has not been any major change. Eva will be describing this in much detail, but I think it has been highly reputed in terms of action that has been taken, so we'd like to continue on with our effort in terms of increasing the total sales and also the profit, trying to boost for the fourth quarter. So that will be all for myself. Thank you very much for the kind attention. Oh, thank